lot of people had met the consultants and the TAA there, and they were shown the six options on the northern side. And ever since that, there's been an awful lot of discussions and a lot of questions been asked of ourselves and other public representatives. So I have been asked there in the last couple of days to organise a public meeting, which we have agreed to do now. Just a lot of genuine fears out there, especially the fact that we're looking at six routes. So there's very little land between Stranraer and these routes that's not going to be affected, the fact that there's six. And the sooner they're whittled down, maybe the better. And you have to listen to these fears. And that's, I, for one, will be there to listen and to try and help people as best I can.
You have said there was a surprising concern when it emerged that the northern part was being looked at rather than the southern part, which was the widespread expectation. Were you surprised?
Well, I was, but I have been hearing rumours since the beginning of the year, late last year, in light of the progress that has been made in the Belfast Northern Bypass. A lot of people that spoke to me last week were quite surprised the fact that all six routes were shown on the northern side, and that the preferred route at the time, the red route on the southern side, wasn't even considered. So I can't answer them questions, but we will help the people make the submissions this Thursday night, and hopefully then that the TA and council will come to a public meeting and address these general questions. Now, I have been told by both the council and the TA that the engineers will visit and meet people later on.